रूपचरितादि सुख कीर्तनानु
समृत्य कर्मन रसनाद मनसी नियोज्या
समृत्य कर्मेन रसनानि मनसी नियोज्या
तिष्ठान व्रजे तद अनुग्राहि जन जनानुगामी
तिष्ठान व्रजे तद अनुगागि जनानुगामी
कालं नयत अखिलं इते उपदेश सरणं सारम
कालं नयद अखिलं इति उपदेश सारम
तात
of Lord Krishna,
Nama,
the holy name,
Rupa,
form,
Charita Adi, character, pastimes, and so on.
Sukirtana,
in discussing or chanting nicely,
Anusmrityaho,
and in remembering.
Kramena,
gradually,
Rasana,
the tongue,
Manasi,
and one's mind,
Niyojya,
engaging,
Tishtan,
residing,
Vraje,
in Vraja,
Tat,
to Lord Krishna,
Anuragi,
attached,
Jana,
persons.
Anugami,
following.
Kalam,
time.
Nayat,
should utilize.
Akilam,
full.
Iti,
thus.
Upadesha,
of advice,
or instruction.
Saram,
the essence.
Please read the translation.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Vraj, Golok Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees, who are deeply attached to his devotional services.
Mataji, read the purport, please.
Purport. Since the mind may be one's enemy or one's friend, one has to train the mind to become his friend. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for training the mind to be always engaged in Krishna business. The mind contains hundreds and thousands of impressions, not only this life, but also many, many lives of the past. These impressions sometimes come in contact with one another and produce contradictory pictures. In this life, the mind's function can become dangerous for the conditioned soul. Students of psychology are aware of mind's various psychological changes. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Yam yam bapi smaran bhavam tejate ante
kalevaram
tam tam evati kantya Sada tad bhava bhavitya. Whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. At the time of death, the mind and intelligence of a living entity create the subtle form of a certain type of body for the next life. If the mind suddenly thinks of something not very congenial, one has to take a corresponding birth in the next life. On the other hand, if one can think of Krishna at the time of death, he can be transferred to the spiritual world, Gokula Vrindavan. This process of transmigration is very subtle. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami advises devotees to train their minds in order that they will be unable to remember anything other than Krishna. Similarly, the tongue should be trained to speak only of Krishna and to taste only Krishna prasadam. Srila Rupa Goswami further advised, Tishthan Vraje, one should live in Vrindavan or any part of Vrajbhumi Brajbhumi on the land of Vrindavan is supposed to be the 84
kroshas
in area. One krosha equal to 2 square miles. When one makes Vrindavan his resident, he should take shelter of an advanced devotee there. In this way, one should always think of Krishna and his pastime. This is further educated by Srila Rupa Goswami in his
Elucidated
by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishnam Sharmanam Janam Chasya Prishtam Nija Sami Hitam Tat Tat Katha Rastha Chasya Kurvat Vastam Raje Sada. A devotee should always reside in the transcendental realm of Raj and always engage in Krishna Smaran. Smaran Janam. The whole thing. Krishnam Smaran Jnanam Chasya Prastham. The remembrance of Sri Krishna and his beloved associate. By following in the footsteps of such associates and by entering under their eternal guidance, one can acquire an intense desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, Srila Rupa Goswami states in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Seva Sadhaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi Tad Bhava Lipasuna Karya Braj Lokna Sartha. In the transcendental realm of Braj, Braj Dham, one should serve the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates, and one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in the footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practice, educated while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God realization. When one is a siddha purusha or a spiritually perfect soul, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented as follow upon this verse. One who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all. Has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give all the material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regulative principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna and his name, form, qualities, pastime, and so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee. This is the sum and substance of all instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service. In the nirbhayat stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna katha. This is called swarna dasa.
Shravan dasa.
The stage of hearing. By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities and pastime, one can attain to the stage of acceptance called varna dasa. When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna katha. When one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of smaranavastha, the stage of remembering, recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance, and trance, all the five items of progressive Krishna smarana. At first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at interval, but later remembrance proceed uninterrupted. When remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated and is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi or spiritual trance. After Smarana Dasa and Samadhi has fully developed, the soul comes to understand his original constitutional position. At that time, he can perfectly and clearly understand his internal relationship with Krishna. This is called the Sampadhi Dasa, the perfection of life. The Chaitanya Charitamrita advises those who are neophytes to give up all kinds of motivated desires and simply engage in the regulative devotional service of the Lord according to the direction of the scriptures. In this way, new pride can gradually develop attachment for Krishna's name, fame, form, qualities and so forth. When one has developed such attachment, he has simultaneously served the lotus feet of Krishna even without following the regulative principle. This stage is called Raga Bhakti or devotional service in simultaneous love. At the stage, the devotee can follow in the footsteps of one of the eternal associates of Krishna in Vrindavan. This is called Raga Nuga Bhakti. Raga Nuga Bhakti or simultaneous devotional service can be executed in the Santarasa when one aspires to be like Krishna's cow or the stick or flute in Krishna's hand or the flowers around Krishna's neck. In Dasa Rasa, one follows in the footsteps of servants like Chitreka, Parteka or Rakteka. In the friendship Sakhya Rasa, one can become a friend like Baldeva, Shridhama or Sudama. In the Vatsalya Rasa, characterized by personal affection, one can become like Nand Maharaj or Yashoda. And in the Madhura Rasa, characterized by conjugal love, one can become like Srimati Radharani or her lady friend such as Lalita or her serving maids, Manjaris like Rupa or Rati. This is the essence of all instruction in the matter of devotional service.
Okay, thank you. So we're reading Rupa Goswami's book, Nectar of Instruction. What a wonderful book. And I studied this book recently in Mayapur, just last year. Now we're in March, April, so like 6 months ago. And when we were working on Nectar of Instruction, my teacher, Atul Krishna Prabhu, he made our class of 30 students into 4 or 5 groups, and he assigned different groups to discuss different verses.
Oh, okay.
So my group was this verse.
Oh, really?
The 8th verse? Good.
And I'm just remembering that we had made a whole presentation on this verse.
Oh, wow.
I think it's maybe this verse and the next few ones.
Okay.
And I'm just looking for this
presentation. You remembered it while you were reading.
Yeah. I'm just looking to see if I have my PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And let's see, Bhakti Shastri. See if there's a folder somewhere.
If Prabhuji, I cannot preach after getting the courses. And I'm thinking today by sitting, I'm going to teach. I used to be teaching.
I think Lord Chaitanya says that Bharata Bhumate Hoi Manusya Janma Jarjama Satapikari Paraka Upakar, that those who are especially born in Bharatvarsh, they should make their lives successful by becoming Krishna conscious. And then they should make others' lives also successful by helping them become Krishna conscious. So everyone is expected to preach. He also said, whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. So this is also very important instruction that everyone should preach. And then you should take blessings of the senior devotees here, and with the, and not just here but everywhere. It's spiritual life is very much about taking blessings before engaging in service activities, and then with those blessings, and you can engage in preaching. There's so many different ways to preach. You have a beautiful home here. You can invite devotees to your home regularly. You can start a bhakti vriksha from here. There are so many wonderful opportunities, or if you feel more inspired, you can go out and do something in the university, or they don't let ladies in the prisons here, so that's not an option. But
no,
so,
not in the prison.
But there's so many places. There's the universe is a big place.
Yeah, because I was just thinking today, if I cannot preach, at least I will start doing service like that.
I think we can preach. Why not? Hare Krishna. It's so strange.
Krishna, let this call is on the camera. We don't play the
matter. I'm sorry, it's taking you longer than I thought.
That's
fine. I'll put it in the razor. Okay.
Sunday I do since we have spring break. Let's do session Monday morning. No, because I want to spend time with guests here from India. Let's do say Tavito.
Okay, I think I found it. Yeah. Okay, so in our discussion, we were discussing Raghunuga Bhakti. In this verse, we begin to speak about spontaneous devotional service. Before we jump into this, a few things came to mind while Mataji was reading. Prabhupada speaks in the beginning of the purport about how the different impressions are happening in this lifetime, out of many lifetimes. And actually the mind is like the subtle body we carry with us. It's like a hard disk. It stores so many impressions. Now we can say it's like cloud storage. it carries so many impressions from this life and also the previous ones. And those impressions, or ye impressions, Mataji built the Hindi. So ye impression, nam, samskar. So samskar, S-A-M-S-K-A-R, samskar. So ye dusra shabda, samsar.
Samsar.
S-A-M-S-A-R.
Right.
So ye... Do shabda hai, care difference mein. Care
K-O-S.
Care bhed.
Right.
K.
Yeah.
Oh, K. K is missing.
K is missing.
Then samsar.
Yeah.
K pass hai.
S-A-M, samsar, S-A-R.
Right.
If K is missing, then it becomes samsar.
Right.
Otherwise, samskar.
Right. Spelling.
Right. So K is Krishna.
Right. Right.
If you don't have Krishna in your samskar, it becomes samsara.
Right, that's very nice.
Yeah, good.
So therefore, Rupa Goswami is stressing in this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Mm.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
And so the mind has to be trained. Utarad avyatmanam, natmanam avasadayat. Atmaiva hi atmano bandur, atmano hi atmanaha. That One should elevate oneself with the help of his mind. Man ki help, help means some.
Man ki madad se.
Madad matlab help. Hey, naya shabd hai. I'm keeping madad.
Madad. Help.
Help. Then, to man ki madad. Ye upar kijiye. Upar lenge. And not be degraded. Or, ye nay. Nietzsche. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul. Ye man ye savi atma ki mitra hai, or enemy, shatru, atma ki shatru. So man is mitra or shatru. Like this. Mm-hmm. So very important is training. Training maklam?
Shiksha.
Manasa Shiksha. Eka poem, eka kahani,
Kavita.
Raghunath Das Goswami, e kavita ki naam manasa shiksha. Ye bahut important hai. To Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati bolte hai, ye subhav, ye exo, ye jaru. Aapka man maar denge.
Right.
Or Radko, a chapel. Exo war.
Matlab, man ko kaisa maarne?
Jaru se maaro, raat ko chapel se maaro.
Man ko.
Man ko. To ye jaru or ye safai karne?
Safai karne.
Yeah, to ye jaru or ye chapel, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Or Prabhupada bolte, ye ek shlok or do shlok, at adyay or panch number shlok or che number shlok, antakale chamameva smaran mukva kalevam, yapayati samad bhagvam, yati nascha samshayaha, yam yam vapismam bhagvan, chanchati ante kalevam, tam tamim vitikantaya sabhatan bhavam bhavataha. That ye jivan ki ant, ye aap Bhagavan ki smaran, ye Bhagavad dham chalenge. Yanti deva vrta devan, pitrin yanti pitrin vrta, bhutani yanti bhuteja, yanti ma yajino pimam. That aapka devata smaran, so a devata lok chalenge. Or Bhagavan ki smaran, or Bhagavan ki lok chalenge. Or kuta smaran, or kuta jivan lenge. To Prabhupada bolte ye purport, tatparya, ye anusmaran, anusara, anukaran, anusaran. You should follow in the footsteps of the acharyas, not imitate. So, Raghunuga Bhakti, what is it? He says, we have to follow in the footsteps of the resident of Vrindavan,
right.
Rajbasi, and always think of Krishna and his associates. Or bad me ye purport ke bad, you know, ho sakte hai, hap sochata ha, o me varnadas, or smarnadas, or ho sakte hai, me raganuga bhakta, or ho sakte hai, me Krishna ki gai, or
Garland.
Krishna ki lati, or vamsi, or
yeah,
mala, or ho sakte hai me Krishna ki das hai chitraka patraka rataka, or ho sakte hai Krishna mera mitra, baladev sridham sudhama, or ho sakte hai vatsalya ras, Krishna mera bacha, me nande maharaj, me Yashoda mata, or madhurya ras, oh, ho sakte hai, may gopi.
Gopi hai.
Or Vrindavan dam, sabhi war, aap Vrindavan chalenge, aap kide kenge, ye, ek mataji hai. Oh, mataji needs shave. He's wearing sari, but mataji is needing a shave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes they dress up like gopis. Oh, you know, yeah. They think, oh, may gopi bhav, oh, may.
This imitation,
mm-hmm. like this. This is called sahajya.
Right, sahajya.
Taking things very cheaply.
Right.
Because this there's a process called siddha pranali, which
we should not do that. Right?
We don't follow siddha pranali. Yeah. Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta said our siddha pranali mantra. They give you siddha pranala mantra.
What's
that? Siddha pranali, siddha means perfect. Pranali, I guess to give.
Okay. Siddha pranali.
Pranali is the parampara.
Parampara.
Pranali is the the ancestry or parampara kind of a thing. So okay. Pranali, that's the pranali. So it goes from point to point to point to point.
Like, so that's pranali is the pranali.
Yeah, the
like a what do you call this?
Yeah.
See, I don't get it. Yeah. So, that's where the leaves.
The gutters.
Gutters. Pranali is like.
Upper.
Yeah.
The gutters.
Mm-hmm. The pranali is like a gutter.
Pranali.
Because it's going in line.
Yeah, it's going in line.
The water comes and it goes.
It goes. Right.
So that's pranali.
The pranali. That's the gutter.
Okay. So it's in line and it's going.
Yeah. Right. So pranali is, siddha pranali means.
Okay.
To, yeah.
So one person is saying, oh, I am Siddha, I am Siddhi, I am perfect.
Yeah,
I know who I am in the spiritual world, so I can tell you who you are.
Right.
I can tell you your name. I can tell you which gopi group you are from.
Right.
I can tell you which service you are doing.
Right.
Aapka seva, main bolte, aapka sari ki rang, what color is your sari? Something like this. Oh, really? Tell me. Oh, okay. Okay. I will give. So they give all this and they give mantra.
And then
they say, you are peacock. So one time, devotees, more. What's wrong? I'm peacock, like this. Tor Pagalok. This is called sahajya.
Right.
It's too cheap. So this presentation addresses this issue a little bit.
So, Prabhuji, before we go, what is the Rupanuga Bhakti? My Guru
Maharaj. Raganuga.
Sorry.
So we're going to discuss this here. Raganuga means spontaneous devotional service, beyond the rules and regulations.
Right. There's a Rupanuga and a Raganuga.
Yeah.
Rupanuga is us, right?
Yeah. Rupanuga is those who are followers of Rupa Goswami. We're Rupanugas.
Right.
We're Prabhupada Nugas, we're Chaitanya Nugas, we're Krishna Nugas.
Right.
So when we follow the four rules of regulation and also the chanting, then we are Rupanugas.
Not necessarily.
No.
Huh? No. Yeah, yes, we are.
Right.
But there may be some who are Rupanugas who are not following four regular principles and they're not chanting 16 or might be chanting four rounds.
But Rupanuga cannot be Okay, another thing is, if somebody cannot control the senses, they cannot be Rupanuga, right?
Well, can you control your senses?
No.
Are you Rupanuga?
No, I'm not.
You are.
But you're
endeavoring.
Yeah, you're following Goswami.
You're endeavoring to follow Rupa Goswami. Because you're follower of the follower, evam parampara praptam. You're apka palin, apka guru maharaj.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Because or apka gurmas, apka shiksha denge, or apka palan karenge. Ko apka upanuga.
Okay. And raganuga,
we're going to
just talk here.
Yeah. Raganuga is spontaneous devotional service. So, according to this, there's a raganuga bhakti, which is spontaneous devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Vaidhi Bhakti.
Vaidhi.
Okay. Vaidhi Bhakti.
Vaidhi. Scripture.
Which means according to rules and regulations. So, rules and regulations are like waking up in the morning, taking bath before puja. You come to offer the puja, uto utishto. You chant particular mantras. You have some regulations. This is the boga that is offered. Boga is offered at this time. And I've made a vrata. I'm going to chant 16 malas per day. It's a rule and regulation. So we'll niyam.
Yeah.
Yam and niyam. I'm going to follow these four regular principles. So there are some very highly elevated devotees like Bamsidas Babaji Maharaj, who was existing at the time on this planet of Bhaktisiddhanta. He was a very elevated Vaishnava, but no one could understand him. One time, he made some offering to the Lord, but he felt the Lord did not accept the offering. So he got angry at the Lord. So he took the deities and he put them in the river to punish them. Right? You know, you're being naughty.
So it's consequences.
So he put them in the mood of perhaps Vatsalya Ras or Madhurya Ras.
Right.
In a mood of anger towards the Lord.
Toward.
He put the deities in the river. And he was chastising them. So Bhaktisiddhanta, he told his disciples, you cannot go and meet him. You send him donations. You just leave the donations with him and then you leave. He's a very exalted Vaishnava. We should offer our respects. We should offer our seva. But do not associate with him because you will not understand his mood and you may make offenses. So, would you say that Vamsidas Babaji is an elevated Vaishnava or a nonsense person?
No, elevated because Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj is telling us that.
Right.
Acharyas.
Okay, yeah, okay. So you consider him that he's an elevated devotee?
Because we listen from our spiritual masters, like so, from that parampara. We listen from the parampara, not that.
Good. So you would, so yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Okay. However, is he following the rules and regulations of deity worship?
Because he's following because he's making Krishna as like kids. Like he's in love with Krishna like a son. Mm-hmm. So if he's not doing just to do it, but he's doing how you do with the kids, the same relationship that you didn't do this, my food, you didn't take it. So that's your consequences.
Right. But if you read a book on how to worship the deities, does it tell you to do like that?
No.
So is he following the rules and regulations?
As per the books,
no. Vaidhi Bhakti, no.
Vaidhi Bhakti, no.
No.
So this is the difference between Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti is you work according to the rules and regulations, and Raghunuga Bhakti is you work spontaneously as per your heart, your spontaneous offering of devotion to the Lord.
So that's not right then, Raghunuga Bhakti?
Did I say it's not right?
You didn't say. I'm asking you the question.
Is Raghunuga Bhakti right or wrong? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
It's correct, but it should not be done prematurely.
Right.
Okay.
We should not imitate these devotees. You've heard this expression, first deserve, then desire.
Desire.
Right? Or you might get into the fire.
Right.
Right?
First deserve, then desire. Right.
First deserve,
then desire.
Then desire, or you might get in the fire. We had everyone sing the song actually during our presentation. You want to try? First deserve, then desire, or you might get in the fire. So this is the principle of Raghunuga Bhakti. Something we should aspire for, but we should follow in the footsteps of the acharyas and move systematically in that way, not just jump immediately,
right,
artificially, pretending, fooling ourselves,
right,
fooling others, and then our own bhakti would get damaged.
Right.
Like if just tomorrow morning you decided to get up and take your deities and put them in the lake, I mean, it wouldn't be good for your bhakti, you know? Cannot just.
But sometimes I talk to Radha Madhav, like, Radha Madhav, you didn't do this, I'm not happy, you didn't give me time. to do this. The packages talk out of my love.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't do anything like that, but I just talk with them, whatever I feel. And I can just talk to Krishna, like Radha Madhava, because I'm so attached with them, they're with me forever. So I just talking in that sense. That's why I was saying that it's wrong or right.
Well, it depends on our level of advancement. And actually, the mood of deity worship recommended for us is that of Aishwarya, of the mood of awe and reverence, of it, treating Krishna with a lot of awe and reverence and respect, in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. In the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. He's the Lord, and we're the Das. And this is a very healthy mood to cultivate at our stage of Vaidhi Bhakti. So anyway, battery is gone, and it's 8:30.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll ask if there. I'll just conclude that as we discussed today, there's a very important understanding that there's been so many samskaras in the past, and so much samsara that's happened, and because Krishna is missing, so we have to always make sure Krishna is present by the chanting of the holy name. This is the safest way and to increase our bhakti, trying to chant 24 hours a day, because ultimately it comes down to the moment of death. Yam yam bhakti smaran davan. We want to remember Krishna. And this is Vaidhi Bhakti. We practice Vaidhi Bhakti. We aspire for Raghunuga Bhakti. Maybe tomorrow evening we can go to a presentation and discuss on this more. I can ask maybe if there's any other point that needs any clarification.
Good.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nectar of instruction ki
jai.
Tagore Premanandi. Thank you,
Prabhupada, so much.
Thank you.
Every 5 minutes counts. Whatever you learn, like, you gave us so much nice.
I'm happy I can do some service.
Yeah.
Thank you for engaging me.
Before, like, we never used to do this. The way she was always naughty. Now, see, we sat for 1 hour. He didn't even come down.
Yeah.
When Shiksha Guru used to come, he was like begging us, Prabhuji. He's our Shiksha Guru. We're begging us. Why, Manish, Navita, you don't even sit down with me. Like, you should take advantage of me. And he was like yelling, and with love he was telling. But the Vish was making me busy and cooking and doing this and that. Then in the morning when we get up, we used to drink tea that time.
Okay.
Sometimes now also decaffeinated tea or something. And then he was sitting and I said, okay, now I will give you lecture now. You have just time now.
When?
In the morning, 4:30.
4:30,
he goes, just, okay, I know that, but I have to find the time when you guys are free, I can give you the lecture. That's how he taught us.
He's very merciful, no?
He's
very merciful. Yeah. He gave us so much love and affection.
Does he ever come nowadays?
Now, it's been a while that he came.
In this house, he didn't come.
Even in Jersey, you know, for many years,
he's more situated there in Vraj now.
Yeah, but a few things have happened, you know. She's very busy now, you know, because when you come, you know, you just don't call anyone, right?
Yeah.
You need to serve them too, right?
Yeah, you need to give them some time.
Find some time, take them, you know, set up some programs.
Yeah.
Organize, you know, cook and everything. Earlier she had energy and... You know, so now it's that and
then. I'm a little easier to deal with. I can kind of take care of myself.
I was telling you,
keep myself busy.
Prabhuji, I was telling you, right, that I used to go to work,
yeah,
then cook for 25 people after
my
that.
God.
And then do the everyday program.
Yeah, we did every day.
Every single day. Nobody helped me, nothing. And I was doing like, and all like, face was glowing all the time, running. I don't know how the energy came to me.
You're empowered by the Lord.
But not
you can give one blanket?
Yes, I will give you.
Thank you. Yeah.